Hare Krishna. Today, on this most auspicious occasion of Sri Radhashtami, we have chosen a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 4. It is titled, The Confidential Reasons for Appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Verse number 69. Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani.
Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani.
Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani.
Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani.
Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani.
Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani.
Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani.
Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani.
Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani.
Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani.
Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani. Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani. Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani. Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani. Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani.
Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani.
Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani. Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Ratha Thakurani. Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
Hare Krishna. Nice chanting. Mahabhava.
Of Mahabhava.
Swarupa.
Swarupa.
The form. Radha Thakurani,
Shri Radha Thakurani,
Srimati Radharani,
Srimati Radharani,
Sarva Guna,
Sarva Guna,
of all good qualities,
of all good qualities,
Khani,
Khani,
mine,
mine,
Krishna Kanta,
Krishna Kanta,
of the lovers of Lord Krishna,
of the lovers of Lord Krishna,
Shiromani,
Shiromani,
Crown Jewel,
Crown Jewel.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. Purport. The unadulterated action of the Hladini Shakti is displayed in the dealings of the damsels of Braja and Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost participant in the transcendental group. The essence of the Hladini Shakti is the love of Godhead. The essence of love of Godhead is bhava, or transcendental sentiment, and the highest pitch of that bhava is called Mahabhava. Srimati Radharani is the personified embodiment of these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. She is therefore the highest principle in love of Godhead and is the supreme lovable object of Sri Krishna. Om Jnana Timrantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Udgritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamadam Shri Guru Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganarukunadhanitam Tam Sajivam Sarayatam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padaha Sahagana Jalita Shri Vishakha Pitamsha He Krishna Karna Sindho Dinamadho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Pachakatvatarupyaccha Kripakshindubhyayevaccha Patitanam Padmebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare The most auspicious appearance day of Srimati Radharani, we'll try to glorify whatever we can. So primarily I was instructed to speak on the tattva of Srimati Radharani and a few other aspects as well. So the first point that I would like to point out is Srila Prabhupada always presented about Krishna first. And he mentions that one must know about a big man before knowing his enjoyment. So there can be a big businessman, a prime minister or a president of a country. So if you want to understand about his likes and dislikes, it is very difficult. It is very personal. So in the same way, if you want to understand about likes and dislikes of Krishna, or the enjoyment of Krishna, it is very difficult. So initially, Srila Prabhupada presents about Krishna. Then he gives us the understanding about Srimati Radharani. So it is mentioned, the Goswamis of Vrindavan are so merciful that even though we are not qualified, they have imparted the knowledge and understanding behind Srimati Radharani. who is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Now, if we try to go further, what are these potencies of Sri Krishna? We had to start from the beginning, from the basics. So we refer from Chaitanya Charitamrita as elaborately given by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So primarily, we can understand we are in the material world, the world where there are threefold miseries. And in this world, we are composed, meaning our material body, mind, and whatever we perceive through our senses, they are all composed of three modes of material nature. So as we know, on the bottom it is the mode of ignorance, then passion, and the highest, the mode of goodness. However, above that, there is the mode of Vishuddha Sattva. So, whatever we are going to talk, primarily, they are on the platform of Vishuddha Sattva, meaning pure, unadulterated goodness. So, when we talk about different potencies of Sri Krishna and the spiritual world, they are of the quality of Vishuddha Sattva. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. So only in Vasudeva consciousness one can perceive this Vishuddha Sattva. So even in appearance of Sri Krishna, Vasudeva had this consciousness, Vasudeva consciousness, pure consciousness. So he could bring Krishna into his heart. So similarly, all the aspects of spiritual world has to do only with Vishuddha Sattva. And this Vishuddha Sattva is composed of three spiritual potencies. They are Sandhini, Samvit, and Thadini potencies. These are different Shaktis. And interesting enough, these potencies, these Shaktis are inseparable. So they are inseparably composed as one spiritual energy, which is Vishuddha Sattva. So it is mentioned in Vishnu Puran that three attributes, Thladini, Sandini, and Samvit, exist in you as a spiritual energy, as one spiritual energy. So this is the nature of all the residents of the spiritual world, Vaikuntha and the topmost Vaikuntha, Vrindavan. And all the ingredients, all the components, all the paraphernalia, and all the dealings of Vrindavan, everything is composed of Vishuddha Sattva. Now, explaining a little further about three potencies, because many of you may not be aware of these three potencies, so we are going step by step. The first one is the Sandhini Shakti. Sandhini Shakti is Krishna's existential potency. So the existence of the spiritual world, the existence of different varieties of spiritual world are dependent on this Sandhini Shakti of the existential energy of the Lord. So that is causing the variety in the spiritual world. And further, there is the Samvit potency. Samvit means it is a chit potency. It is a knowledge aspect of Krishna. So Krishna knows himself. All the devotees know Krishna. All the dealings in the spiritual world happens through the Samvit potency, because the knowledge is the essence in the spiritual world. Because in the material world we know this is the place of ignorance. To opposite to that, the spiritual world is the place of knowledge. So there is this Samvit potency. It is mentioned even the knowledge in the material world is a perverted reflection or some other aspect of Samvit Shakti. Then today we are more focusing on the pleasure potency of Krishna, which is termed Thladini Shakti. So this is a transcendental potency by which Krishna possesses bliss. And all the loving dealings of Vrindavan, all the loving dealings among the devotees of Vrindavan and Krishna are based upon this potency, the Thladini potency. So, Srila Prabhupada makes a very important point regarding the pleasure potency of Krishna. He mentions that Krishna is completely spiritual. We know Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha. And since he is completely spiritual in nature, nothing can attract Krishna but the spiritual potency of Krishna. So he says, matter cannot definitely attract Krishna. Even the impersonal aspect of the Lord cannot attract Krishna. Only thing that can attract Krishna is the complete spiritual potency. And that spiritual potency that attracts Krishna, that is Kladini Shakti, the pleasure potency of Krishna. So ultimately, the Shakti is coming from Krishna himself. Now, explaining the tattva of Srimati Radharani, which is very detailed and it is very deep. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he mentions that love of God is an epithet of the pleasure potency of Krishna. So, he makes his point that love of God, because we have heard this term love of Godhead many times, so Prabhupada comments that this term love of Godhead is only an epithet of the pleasure potency of Krishna. Meaning, it is a descriptive quality of the Hadini Shakti. So this pleasure potency, Hadini Shakti, can be qualified, can be elaborately described as the love of Godhead. Now, as it is mentioned here, the essence of Hadini potency is love of God. And the essence of love of Godhead is bhava, the emotions. So we can understand, at least theoretically, that in the spiritual world, or in one actually develops love for the Lord, it means the heart is filled with emotions. As we know, bhava, the beginning stage of bhava, one quality is that one has the emotions. And that those emotions are completely filling the heart when one reaches prema. So it is mentioned the essence of love of Godhead is emotions. And the ultimate aspect, the ultimate pitch of that emotions is known as Mahabhava. And who is manifesting, or who is the emblem of this Mahabhava? That is Srimati Radharani. So it is mentioned that even the attractive energy within this material world, because we know even in the material world, the material energy has so much of attractive potency. It can attract the mind. The reason is mind is made of matter and the material world is also made of matter. So there's a natural attraction from matter to matter. So even that attraction is a perverted reflection of the Hladini potency of Krishna. Now, I will just read this purport again, very important point. The essence of Hladini Shakti is love of Godhead. The essence of love of Godhead is bhava, or transcendental sentiment. And the highest pitch of that bhava is called Mahabhava. Srimati Radharani is the personified embodiment of these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. So this is the position of Srimati Radharani. She is the personification of love of Godhead. She is the personification of Hladini Shakti. And she is the personification of Mahabhava. So it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimati Radhika is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal energy called Hladini. So what are the functions of this Hladini Shakti? Because that is nicely mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That helps us to understand Srimati Radharani to some degree. So the one aspect of Hladini Shakti is that that is the Shakti by which Krishna derives pleasure. Or in other words, Srimati Radharani is giving pleasure to Krishna through this potency. Second aspect, which is very important for all of us as devotees, that is, this is the potency that nourishes devotees. So we can see the two important roles of Srimati Radharani. One is, she is giving all pleasure to Krishna. Second, she is nourishing all the devotees. All the devotees in all levels are nourished by Srimati Radharani. So we know how Srimati Radharani functions. She is the transmitting medium for all the living entities' service to Krishna. Because our philosophy is not that we are directly offering service to Krishna. Rather, we are offering our service through the parampara, through our spiritual master, and through the whole parampara till Srimati Radharani. And ultimately, all the services of all the living entities are collected by Srimati Radharani, and Srimati Radharani is offering to Krishna. So we know in Vrindavan, if somebody wants to be recognized as servant of Krishna, as servant of Krishna, one must receive mercy of Srimati Radharani. Then we can understand that when we say she nourishes devotees and when she gives pleasure to Krishna, wherever bhakti is there, we have to understand that there is mercy of Srimati Radharani, because she is the Sadhini Shakti, she is the pleasure potency. So we know the pastime of Srila Prabhupada, where Srila Prabhupada named the deities in Delhi temple as Radha Partha Sarathi. So some devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, why did you give this name? Because Partha Sarathi is Krishna in Kurukshetra. He is actually the chariot driver of Arjuna. So how could you give this name as Shri Radha Partha Sarathi? Because where is Srimati Radharani? So Srila Prabhupada explained that wherever Krishna is present, there is Srimati Radharani. Wherever Krishna is present, there is Krishna's internal potency. So it is impossible to separate Radha and Krishna. Also we can see Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sastri Thakur explains that since she is the embodiment of bhakti, wherever there is bhakti, we have to see the source in Srimati Radharani. And there was this wonderful pastime narrated, where we know the Damodar pastime. So now Kartik month is coming, we know the Damodar pastime, where Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, because Krishna was very naughty. He did steal the butter, he broke the pots, and he was feeding the monkeys. And finally, Mother Yashoda was chasing Krishna. Finally, she caught hold of Krishna and she was trying to bind him on the mortar. So she was trying, she couldn't, and she got all different ropes. She was connecting everything and she was trying and trying, she couldn't. So it is mentioned one important point in this pastime, that is, in fact, one small rope was there. It was actually a ribbon that Srimati Radharani used to tie her hair. So she gave that small ribbon. She also put that in. So when Mother Yashoda used that, finally the whole thing was completed. So even in this pastime, in Damodar pastime, there is the hand of Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani assists in one sense all the pastimes of Krishna. And as he pointed out, it is impossible to separate Radha and Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, when he presents Radhashtami lectures, he quotes one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of the key verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from the Adilila first chapter. Radha Krishna Pranay Vigudil Hadhini Shakti Rasma Egatmanavavi Bhuvibhuva Deha Bhedam Gatotav Chaitanyakhyam Prakadam Adhuna Tadvayamcha Aikyamaptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So all the Radhashtami lectures, Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse to establish the known difference between Radha and Krishna. So it is, first point is that if we ask what is the enjoyment of Krishna, what is the enjoyment of God, so that is given in the first words of this verse, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti. So that is the loving affairs of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So that is the enjoyment of Krishna. And then it is mentioned, Ekatmanavapi Bhuvipura Deha Bhedam Katoto. That is Ekatmanavapi. Ekatmanavapi means they are actually one. So Prabhupada explains, it is very difficult to understand how Radha and Krishna are one. Then he gives the example of the fire and the heat. So it is impossible to separate the potent and the potency. It is impossible to separate the fragrance and the musk. So the musk has fragrance. So it is not possible to separate these two. In the same way, the potent, the Shaktiman, who is Krishna, and Krishna's potency, who is Srimati Radharani, we cannot separate them. Now, this is actually taking a turn. It is mentioned, Ekatmanavapi Bhuvipura Deha Bhedam Gatoto. But they are eternally separated. So this is the inconceivable aspect. Even though they are one, okay, we can give this example, this analogy, to say that, okay, the potent and the potency are one and the same, just like the fragrance and the musk, or the heat and light and the fire. But here it is mentioned, they are eternally separated. Even though they are one, they are eternally separated for the sake of enjoyment, for the sake of pleasure, pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So even though they are one, they are separated. So it is like, if you say, we can take many examples of this oneness in potency. If you think about a great musician, for instance, say, if you think about Madhav Prabhu, everyone knows Madhav Prabhu. It's a beautiful kirtaniya. So when we think about Madhav Prabhu, we naturally think about his voice, his ability to sing. In the same way, the Lord's potency are inseparable. However, in terms of singing, we cannot think about a separate identity. We cannot say it is separated, and we cannot think about a separate identity as such. However, in the case of Radha and Krishna, this potency of Krishna, the Haladini Shakti, has assumed a separate identity. And we can never say there is this point at which they were separated. So materially it thinks they have Bhedam Gatoto. So there is a point in time in which this potency and the potent got separated. And from that point, this pleasure pastimes started. This is a material point of view. However, in terms of spirituality, there is no such time. So that's the reason it's mentioned, it is eternally they are separated. So what is the beginning of this pastimes? There is no beginning. Their pastimes are there all the time. Now, today is the birth, the appearance of Srimati Radharani, and we'll just discuss a little bit how Srimati Radharani appeared in this world. In this, there are a couple of pastimes that have been told. So, Srila Prabhupada, he narrates the pastimes from Padma Purana, where it is mentioned King Vrishabhanu was performing a big sacrifice, a big yajna. So he was in Raval, in Brajabhumi, and for the sake of performing this big sacrifice, he went to the field and he was preparing the sacrificial arena. For that, he himself was plowing the ground, he was plowing the earth. And when he was so doing, he found Srimati Radharani. And from then onwards, Srimati Radharani became their daughter, and with all their love, they actually looked after Srimati Radharani. So this is one pastime that is mentioned. It's also mentioned that in different millenniums, when Srimati Radharani appears after Krishna's appearance, that generally it is 15 days after Krishna's appearance. So after Janmashtami, generally it is 15 days, and then it is Radhashtami. However, now we know it is because of Purushottam Adhika Mass we have such a long gap. Now, so there is another pastime. So in this pastime, it's a different narration that is given how Srimati Radharani appeared in this world. So this is about the Vindhya mountain. So here the pastime is that Srimati Radharani appeared as the daughter of Vindhya mountain. So originally we know that Parvati is the daughter of which mountain? Anyone knows? Himalaya. So Himalaya. So she is also known as Himavati or Parvati. Parvati means, Parvat means the mountain. So Parvati means one who is the daughter of the mountain Himavan or Himalaya. Himavati. So who is the husband of Parvati? Very illustrious Lord Shiva himself. So Vindhya mountain became a bit jealous of the situation. So Vindhya mountain started thinking, Himalaya has got such an illustrious son-in-law, that is Lord Shiva himself. As we know, Lord Shiva is great Vaishnava. He is Vaishnava Nam Yatha Shampu. He is such a great devotee and he is such a great personality. And I need a son-in-law who is even greater than Lord Shiva. So this desire is something which is far out. So he started performing austerities, because here we have to understand that even the mountains are personalities. So Vindhya started performing austerities, and he understood that if he needs a son-in-law who is greater than Lord Shiva, first he needs a daughter, isn't it? Because if he needs a son-in-law, first he needs a daughter. Otherwise, how could he have a son-in-law? So he actually changed his austerity. So he wanted a daughter who is actually greater than Mother Parvati. So he did all this austerity. And interesting enough, Vindhya mountain got two daughters. Who are they? Chandravali and Srimati Radharani. So Vindhya got these two daughters straight after 15 days, after Janmashtami. As we know, Kamsa knew that there was a lot of things happening in Braj, and he was quite determined to kill all the babies. So he was sending one asura after another asura to kill all the babies. So he was, this asura would chase who are the babies born and he would kill them. So now there is particular demoness who is very notorious in killing all the babies. And who is that? Putana. So Putana, she came to know that there are these two daughters of Vindhya had appeared, and she wanted to kill these two daughters, that is Chandravali and Srimati Radharani. So Putana disguised and somehow or other approached Vindhya and actually got these two daughters. And she took them and started flying. Meanwhile, Vindhya mountain understood the situation. He understood what was really happening, and he started performing austerities and prayers for the protection of his daughters. So when he performed so much of austerities, they could actually give a curse to Putana. And the curse was that if she attacked someone now onwards, then she would be killed. So Putana was in the sky, and in fact it is said Putana is also known as Khechari. It's not Khechari. It is Khechari. K means the sky. Chari means one who can fly. So she could fly. So she had these two daughters. They were very beautiful, and she was carrying them and she was flying. And by her mystic potency, she could understand, okay, one curse was fallen upon me, and now I have to do something. So immediately what she did, I won't kill them, but I would drop them. So she dropped these two beautiful girls. So they started falling. And finally they fell in Jamuna River, but they didn't actually touch the water because there were beautiful lotus flowers. So they landed on beautiful lotus flowers. And it is mentioned that King Vrishabhanu and Kirtila, they wanted their daughter, and they were actually, Vrishabhanu was walking past Jamuna River and she saw beautiful girls and he took them and took them to home. So that's how Kirtila and Vrishabhanu, they got Srimati Radharani and Chandravali. So it is mentioned Srimati Radharani never opened her eyes. So parents, they were quite unhappy initially. They were thinking, oh, what happened to her? Is there any disease? Why is she not opening her eyes? Then one time, Narada Muni appeared. And Narada Muni said, don't worry. You take her near Krishna. Everything will be alright. So he didn't tell any further. Then when Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Ma, when they brought Krishna, so we had to understand, Krishna is just 2 weeks, just 2 weeks old. And when she saw Krishna for the first time, or when Krishna appeared in front of her, immediately she opened her eyes. And that's the first time she saw, this material pastime, she saw Krishna. So from there onwards we can see her whole life is completely dedicated for the pleasure of Krishna. So Srimati Radharani is completely serving Krishna in all different ways. So it is mentioned that Srimati Radharani is the fountainhead of all female expansions. Even all the beloved consorts of Krishna in Braj, who are all the gopis, and all the Mahishis, all the queens in Dwaraka, and all the goddesses of fortune in Vaikuntha, they are all personal expansions of Srimati Radharani. So one could ask this question, why so many expansions? So it is mentioned that these expansions are only to assist the rasa of Krishna. So Krishna is completely satisfied with Srimati Radharani, but to have rasa, to have the waves of rasa, to have the waves of dealings, there has to be other consorts. So for that pleasure purpose only, Srimati Radharani expands herself as so many consorts. And here it is mentioned, of among all the consorts of Krishna, the most dear is Srimati Radharani. So we know there are billions of gopis in Braj, and of which 108 are principal gopis. 108 principal gopis. And of 108, they are known as Kaya Vyuha of Srimati Radharani. These principal gopis are known as Kaya Vyuha. Kaya means the personal body. Kaya means the body. Vyuha means in multitude. So her body is expanded in multitude as these gopis. Kaya Vyuha of Srimati Radharani. And these principal ones, the principal gopis are known as Parama Praishta Sakhis. As we know, they are Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Intulekha, Champakalata, Tungavidya, Rangadevi and Sudevi. So they are the principal associates, principal Sakhis. So if one asks why are they there, they are present to assist in pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So all the principal pastimes are between Radha and Krishna, but they are adding flavor in so many different ways because of their temperament, because of their ability in playing different musical instruments, their skills. So they are actually adding flavor to this most wonderful dealings between Radha and Krishna. So it is mentioned, Krishna is completely satisfied only with Srimati Radharani. So it is mentioned, she is the be all and end all of Krishna. So if Srimati Radharani is there, Krishna is completely satisfied. Sometimes we think when one is spiritually advanced, they become desireless. It's a Mayavada understanding. That is, they have no desires at all. But our understanding is that when one becomes spiritually advanced, we have desires. But these desires are not material but spiritual. Now, this is a nice pastime coming to my mind. Shruta Kirti Prabhu was telling. Once, Srila Prabhupada was going on a morning walk, and one particular devotee, he wanted to ask a question to Srila Prabhupada. His whole desire was he wanted to ask a question to Srila Prabhupada. That's it. So he went along with all other devotees for morning walk. So they went into a garden and they were walking around, but this devotee never got a chance to ask any question. So, you know, 1 hour, 2 hour, the walking time finished, and Srila Prabhupada was just hopping into the car. He was just, you know, just getting and just sitting in the car, and the door was about to close. And this devotee was thinking, I must ask at least one question in my lifetime to Srila Prabhupada. So he immediately, it's about to close, in that moment, this devotee asked, how can I become Krishna conscious? So it is like, you know, the door is about to close, and this question is very deep, and you know, it is quite a serious question. How can I become Krishna conscious? So Prabhupada gave just one answer, and that one word answer was desire. So if we have the desire, then we can become Krishna conscious, and we can advance in Krishna consciousness. So, all devotees, we should nourish Krishna conscious desires, and we can nourish those Krishna conscious desires by the association of devotees who have desires to serve Radha and Krishna. Now, think about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has unlimited desires. Krishna is not a desireless God, but he is full of desires, and he has the ability to fulfill all the desires. Now, it is mentioned, Krishna has infinite desires, and Srimati Radharani has the potency to fulfill all those desires. So think about this. That is, Krishna has infinite desires, and Srimati Radharani has the potency to fulfill all those infinite desires. So this is the position of Radharani. So who is supreme? Yes, philosophically we understand. Krishna is supreme. So it is mentioned that according to Tattva, we say the potent is always superior to potency. But in Leela, the potency can be even superior than the potent for the exchange of rasa, for the exchange of transcendental mellows. So, Srimati Radharani's one name is Krishna Mayi, one who's within and without our Lord Shri Krishna. So she sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. So she is actually only perceiving Krishna. So no wonder when we spoke the initial pastime of appearance of Srimati Radharani, she waited till Krishna appeared. Then we had to understand, okay, how about her vision when Krishna is not present? There is the pastimes of so many pastimes of separation of Krishna. So it is mentioned that when Krishna is present in front of her, she sees only one Krishna. But when it is viparalambha, when it is separation, she sees millions of Krishna. Because wherever she looks, she sees only Krishna. So in the pure love, Krishna is manifesting everywhere because of love of Srimati Radharani. So this is the potency of Srimati Radharani. It is mentioned, we understand that Krishna possesses six opulences. He is Shad Aishwarya Purna. And Srimati Radharani represents all these six opulences. So another name of Srimati Radharani is Sarva Lakshmi. Of course, she is the source of all the Lakshmis, even in Vaikuntha, including Mahalakshmi, and at the same time, all the six opulences of Krishna are characterized by Srimati Radharani. Now, if you think about or if you try to speak something about Srimati Radharani, now this verse we had to take from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in one sense, there is no explicit description of Radharani. So one may wonder, is there any description at all about Srimati Radharani? Okay, of course, we understand from Bhagavatam and the commentaries of Acharyas. Yes, there is a mention of Srimati Radharani in Srimad Bhagavatam as well. So there is this famous verse in 10th canto, that is, Anayara Asito Nyunam Bhagavan Haririshwaraha Yanno Vihaya Govinda Pritoyam Anayadraha. Certainly, this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead. So that is the meaning of Anaya Aradhito Nunam. Nunam means certainly. Aradhita, perfectly worshipped. So, in this 10th canto, the pastimes are with Krishna and all the gopis, all the cowherd themselves of Vrindavan. And there, it is mentioned, there is one particular gopi who has perfectly worshipped Krishna, and that is Srimati Radharani. So it is mentioned Aradhita Nunam. Aradhita. Aradhita means perfectly worshipping. So that name Radha is coming from Aradhita, meaning one who can perfectly worship Krishna. So there is no more perfection than Srimati Radharani's worship of Krishna. In other words, there is no more superior love than that of Srimati Radharani. And so the second line says, Yanno Vihaya Govinda Pritoyam Anaya Raha. So he is so satisfied with Srimati Radharani that he left all others, all other gopis, and he has taken her to seclusion. So it is mentioned here that Pritoyam. So Krishna is completely satisfied with Srimati Radharani. So this is a direct mention of Srimati Radharani in Bhagavatam. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments that the sage Shukadeva Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden. So as we know, Shukadeva is Shuka. Shuka means the parrot. She is a parrot in the spiritual world who has witnessed all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So if she pronounces the name of Srimati Radharani, then he will actually go into ecstasy. So purposefully, Shukadeva Goswami avoided directly mentioning the name of Srimati Radharani. But it is mentioned in this verse, Anaya Radhita Nunam. Accidentally, somehow or other, the name of Radharani, the description, just came out. And it is mentioned, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur continues, but now it automatically shines forth from the moon of his mouth. That he has spoken her name is indeed her mercy. So even though Shukadeva Goswami never wanted to speak the utter the name of Srimati Radharani, but because of her mercy, because of mercy of Srimati Radharani, she herself came out through the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami and present in front of us. So this is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So he wanted to hide, but he couldn't because of the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And thus the word Aradhita is like the rumbling of a kettle drum sounded to announce her great good fortune. So even though it is slightly mentioned, we can think, okay, there are 18,000 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, and even there is no one full verse speaking about Srimati Radharani, but there is the word Radha is just once mentioned. That you know directly, indirectly, Aradhita, but it is mentioned, that is enough. That is just like the rumbling of kettle drum. Meaning that is proclaiming the glory of Srimati Radharani. So we know Srimati Radharani is present in Mahamantra. In fact, it is interesting. How many words are there in Mahamantra? 16. And half of Mahamantra is Srimati Radharani. So we have to understand, we are approaching Krishna through Srimati Radharani. We will come to that point later. But Mahamantra Hare is Srimati Radharani. So this is also a hidden way of presenting Srimati Radharani. In fact, it's very interesting to see, when Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, many Prajapatis, what they say? Radhe, Radhe. Radhe Radhe. But Srila Prabhupada, what was the response of Srila Prabhupada? When Hare Krishna. That was the mood of Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada kept Srimati Radharani hidden in one sense. He gave Radharani to everyone, but at the same time, he never made Srimati Radharani just cheap. So even though devotees say Radhe Radhe, Srila Prabhupada only says Hare Krishna. So that's the reason, even in our bhajan circle, that we don't chant so many Radhe Radhe. Maybe that in Radhashami there can be some, but generally no. Hidden. So we can see the same mood as Sukadeva Goswami coming through the parampara, through Srila Prabhupada, and we do follow in their footsteps. Now, just to elaborate a little bit further about the quality of love of Srimati Radharani, how she controls Krishna, there are many aspects to this. So particularly, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he quotes a verse from Govinda Lilamrita in Chaitanya Charitamrita, explaining this quality of Srimati Radharani. So it's a beautiful verse. It is Kasmad Vrinde Priya Sakhi Hare Pada Moola Kutoso Kundaranye Kimaha Kurute Natya Shiksham Guru Kaha Tam Tanmoti Praditarulatam Digvidukshis Puranti Shailu Shiva Bhramati Parito Natayanti Swapaschat. So this verse is a conversation in which Vrinda Devi is speaking about Krishna. So it's asked Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi, as we know, Vrinda Devi is always at the lotus feet of Krishna, and she must know where Krishna is. So devotees are asking Vrinda Devi, where is Krishna? No, they are asking Vrinda Devi, and indirectly, where are you coming from? Because they had already a hint. Because where would she come from? So she said, Kasmat Vrinde, where are you coming from, Vrinda Devi? So Vrinda Devi says, Hare Padamula, I am coming from Krishna's lotus feet. So in one sense, it's an obvious answer, because Vrinda Devi, in the form of Tulsi, always resides at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then they ask, where is he? So he says, Kundaraniye. So she says, Vrinda Devi says, Kundaraniye means, Krishna is in the forest of Radhakund. Then they ask further, Kimiha Kurite, what is he doing? So then Radharani says, he is actually learning dance. Nritya Shiksha Kurite. So he's learning dance. Then they ask, Guru Ka, who is Guru? So then Vrinda Devi says, okay, the Guru is Tan Tvan Murti Pratitarulatam Dik Vidukshis Puranti. So actually, Vrinda Devi says, Srimati Radharani is teaching dance to Krishna through all the plants and all the creepers in Radhakund. And she is dancing in front, just like an expert dancer, Shailu Shiva. Shailu Shiva means an expert dancer. Brahmanti Parito. So she is dancing and he is roaming around Radhakund and making Krishna dance behind her. So this is the way Radharani controls Krishna. So Krishna is taught Nritya Shiksha by Srimati Radharani. So why Krishna is being controlled in such a way? Because of the love and affection of Srimati Radharani. So we know in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned the gopis, including Srimati Radharani, they left everything. They left social customs, scriptural injunctions, bodily demands, fruitive activities, shyness, pride, bodily pleasure, self-gratification, the paths of varnashram. They gave up everything for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. So when they approach Krishna in this way, giving up everything, so Krishna mentions in the 10th canto, it's a beautiful verse, it's mentioned that na pareham, that is, there is no way that I can reciprocate to you. Because whatever you have done, I cannot reciprocate in the same capacity. He mentions, he gives a time frame also. he says, even within lifetime of Lord Brahma, even if you give the lifetime of Lord Brahma, still I cannot reciprocate for that which you have done. So this is the loving exchange of Radha and Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, in one of the Radhashtami lectures, makes this point, the superior quality of Srimati Radharani in one sense. He says, even Krishna cannot understand what is Radharani's quality. Even Krishna, although he says, Vedaham Samatitani, we know the verse from the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Vedaham Samatitani Vartamanani Cha Arjuna Bhavishyani Cha Bhudani Naham Vedu Nakashchana. So Krishna knows present, Krishna knows past, Krishna knows future, but still Krishna does not know one thing, and that is the qualities of Srimati Radharani. Still he fails to understand Radharani. Radharani is so great. He says that actually Krishna knows everything. In order to understand Radharani, Krishna accepted the position of Radharani. So Krishna really, he does not know the quality of Srimati Radharani. So he had to accept the position of Radharani. As it is mentioned, the devotees are considered ashraya, and object of ashraya, the object of love of ashraya, that is Vishaya. So Krishna is Vishaya, and Srimati Radharani and other devotees are known as Vishaya. Ultimately, the Vishaya had to accept the position of ashraya to understand the qualities of Srimati Radharani and the love experienced by Srimati Radharani. So Prabhupada glorifies in this way Srimati Radharani. Krishna told that, I am full, I am complete in every respect, but still I want to understand Radharani. Why? This propensity made Krishna obliged to accept the propensities of Radharani to understand Krishna himself. So this is the superior nature of Srimati Radharani. So we know one of the name of Srimati Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. So Krishna is Madan Mohan, because Madan can agitate anyone of us without any difficulty. So Kamadev, the lustful desire, can flow into our heart with no difficulty. In fact, most of the time there can be a lot of lust in our heart. To get rid of it is so difficult. However, Krishna can bewilder even Madan, because Krishna himself is transcendental cupid. He is known as Kamadev also. His another name is Kamadev. In the sense, he is transcendental cupid. The Kamadev, he has his pushpa baan. He has his arrow of flowers. If he shoots with his arrow of flowers, then anyone is bewildered. So we know the pastime where Kamadev wanted to attack Narada Muni, right? So Narada Muni said, you know, I'm just a humble brahmachari, and if you attack me, I am finished in no time. But if you really want to be famous, you must attack Krishna. And the Kamadev asked, where is Krishna? So he said, you go to Keshi Ghat, there is Krishna is playing upon his flute, then you can see Krishna. So our Madan, he went to Keshi Ghat, he saw Krishna, and he actually tried to take the arrow of flowers, and he was about to shoot, but seeing the beauty of Krishna, he got bewildered. So he became attracted completely to Krishna. The Krishna's beauty can attract anyone, whether male or female, doesn't matter. Anyone gets attracted to the beauty of Krishna. So Krishna is known as Madan Mohan. But as it is mentioned, Krishna himself says, the love of Srimati Radharani bewilders me. So her name is Madan Mohan Mohini. So we know one of the characteristics of pure devotional service, Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam Priya Varga Samanvitam Bhakti Vashikaravati Iti Sri Krishna Krishni Mata. That is, Bhakti can Vashikaravati. Krishna is all attractive, but the love of pure devotees, and especially when we speak about the highest, Srimati Radharani, that is Vashikaroti, completely captures, completely attracts Krishna. So it is Sri Krishna Akarshini Mata. So she can attract Akarshini. So that is the nature of Srimati Radharani. And she is controlling the whole Vrindavan. So her name is Vrindavaneshwari. We hear Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. So she is the queen of Vrindavan. She controls everything in Vrindavan. So we think Krishna is in control, but no. Srimati Radharani is known as Vrindavaneshwari. She can control every aspect in Vrindavan. And she is also Jagan Mata. Jagan Mata means she is the mother of the entire universe. So who is the mother? We hear in Bhagavad Gita about Krishna, Aham Bija Pradapita. He is the father, but Jagan Mata is Srimati Radharani. So Srila Prabhupada makes a very important point about our philosophy. And this point is, we approach Krishna always through Srimati Radharani. So if you hear any of that Prabhupada's lectures on Radhashtami, Prabhupada makes this point very clearly. And we have to understand this point. In Nectar Devotion, it is mentioned, Krishna is compassionate. It is mentioned the compassionate nature of Krishna. So what is that compassionate nature of Krishna? That compassionate nature of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. So it's mentioned, even though we are so fallen, we are completely unqualified, but if we take shelter of the compassionate nature of Sri Krishna, who is Srimati Radharani, then we get access to Krishna. Then we can make progress in our spiritual life. So we should never think we know something about Krishna, but we must be very clear that the understanding of Radharani and prayers to Radharani is a must. It is imperative. So it's mentioned, Haripriya, Radharani is Haripriya. Since she is so dear to Krishna, instead of offering obeisances to Krishna directly, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature. Actually, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him. But the devotees take advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani. Always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. So if we are not doing that, then this is a good start. This is a good start, praying sincerely to Srimati Radharani for the mercy of Krishna. And what does Srimati Radharani does? She, if someone approaches Srimati Radharani, she is so humbled that she recommends anyone to Krishna. So it is mentioned, here is such a nice devotee. He can even serve better than me, Krishna. So please accept him or her. This is the mood in which Srimati Radharani reciprocates to devotees who approach her. So this is the humility, this is the purity, and this is the compassionate nature of Srimati Radharani. So Prabhupada emphatically says, so this is our philosophy, to please Krishna through Radharani. And just today is the auspicious day of Radharani's appearance. So we should offer Pushpanjali and pray to Radharani. That Radharani, kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. To your Krishna, Prabhupada is making again. To your Krishna. Krishna is yours. Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna is not independent. Krishna is Radharani's property. So you have to approach Krishna through Radharani. So this is a strong message for us on this auspicious Radharani's appearance day. We have to approach through Krishna, through Srimati Radharani. And how can we approach to Radharani? How will we approach Radharani? Yes, of course, with a prayerful mood and also through our selfless service. So this is a festival day where we can offer our selfless service for the pleasure of Srimati Radharani. And this day, she is most compassionate. She is always compassionate, but on this day, she is ready to give all her mercy to whomever approaches her. So we had to take the advantage of this day and we had to offer selfless service unto her. That too with our heart. So in whatever service we do, put our heart in and see how she reciprocates. We know in all our lives, if we had serious problems, we might have approached Srimati Radharani. Everyone can think for a second. When anyone had a difficult problem in the devotion life, we must have approached Srimati Radharani. I can personally think, you know, I have instances where, you know, I had to take complete shelter of Srimati Radharani and I beg her, kindly help me. I have no other shelter. And then we can actually see, we can really experience how Srimati Radharani reciprocates. We can get a direct experience of her compassionate nature. So, when we speak about compassionate nature of Srimati Radharani, it is not just theoretical. If we haven't sincerely prayed to Srimati Radharani, pray, kindly approach her. Then we can actually see how she reciprocates. Then actually the theory becomes the reality. We get realization about the compassionate nature of Srimati Radharani. And today, we have a Pushya Abhishek. So there is Pushpa Abhishek for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So all the devotees are requested at 10:30 to be here. And here there will be the Pushpa Abhishek. So it is mentioned, it is told that everyone will get an opportunity to offer some flowers to Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Yeah. And one more announcement I have before any questions. That is, for today's feast, we know the mood of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is telling that, okay, here is a nice devotee. He or she is even better than me. And she is sending everyone in front of Krishna. In the same way, we had to impart that mood to a little degree, at least a tiny degree, when we are standing in the line for prasadam. That is, we shouldn't jump the queue because there will be devotees and also there will be guests coming. So we had to set a good example and we had to let everyone take prasadam. So, you know, kindly be in whichever position we are in and just please move forward. Don't take any long jumps. So, I'll leave it there and see if there are any comments, questions or corrections or anything. Yes, Prabhu.
Maybe it is group of Asha. Did they receive me at Asha in Ladakh?
Yeah. Thank you. The next point. When you say Gurupad Ashraya, that also is an Ashraya to Srimati Radha. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada says it is not possible to understand the enjoyment of a big personality without understanding the personality himself. So that is the prime reason why the understanding of Srimati Radharani is kept a secret. Giving the full understanding of Krishna and slowly moving towards Srimati Radharani. But Prabhupada says still the Goswamis of Vrindavan are so merciful. They have given understanding about Srimati Radharani also. Now, for us, how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami presents the understanding of Srimati Radharani? He establishes first Krishna's position. He establishes the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is second and third chapter of Adilila, and then gives the understanding of Srimati Radharani. So, because otherwise it is impossible to explain who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So ultimately we are getting the understanding of Srimati Radharani by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if you want to get a glimpse of understanding of Sri Chaitanya,